The Sky News Centre at 7. OJ Simpson has died, aged 76. He rose to fame as an NFL star but stood trial accused of murdering his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend in 1994. He was cleared but was later found to have been responsible for their deaths in a civil trial. He died yesterday surrounded by his family after suffering with cancer. Speaking at a parole hearing in 2017, the former athlete said all he cared about was his loved ones.
Right now I'm at a point in my life where all I want to do is spend time with my, as much time as I can with my children and my friends, and I'm not looking to be involved with the media.
Israeli media says the IDF has killed three sons of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. Here, Rishi Sunak has said Iranian threats to carry out a missile strike against Israel are unacceptable. Tehran's vowed to retaliate after two of its top generals were killed in an airstrike. A sub-postmistress who was pregnant when she was wrongly jailed has refused to accept the apology of a former boss who celebrated her conviction. David Smith said he was told the Horizon IT system was tamper-proof. Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram, is bringing in new features to protect young people from intimate images. It'll be automatic on accounts for under 18s. Workers at the Tata Steelworks in Port Talbot have voted to go on strike. It's in opposition to the loss of 2,800 jobs. Sports, and Liverpool host Italian side Atalanta tonight in the first leg of their Europa League quarter-final. Meanwhile, West Ham take on Bundesliga leaders Bayer Leverkusen in Germany. Manager David Moyes says his players have nothing to fear.
Two teams play with 11 players, game on the pitch. I don't see anything which has happened in the leagues of any real reference. We know Leverkusen are a very good team, but I don't see the point of talking about they're first in the Bundesliga and we're seventh in the Premier League.
And Aston Villa host French side Lille in the first leg of their Europa Conference League quarter-final. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
Thank you, Charlie.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, how you doing? It's 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday night. You're listening to Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98FM. I'm John Chubb. Welcome into the non-league hour. We're going to start off with some music and a classic from the Police Number One back in 1980. Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing. This girl's an open page, bookmarking. She's so close now. This girl is half his age.
Still sounds good, that one, doesn't it? The Police and Don't Stand So Close to Me. We've got a couple of match reports to bring you this evening and a special guest a bit later on in the programme, because Hornchurch sealed the Isthmian Premier League title on Saturday, and they will be playing their football in the National League South next season. I'm going to be talking with Brady Howard, a big fan of the club, and he is also a student who is looking to make a career in sports media, so I'll be having a chat with him a bit later on. But first off, I'm going to focus on the FA Vars and say a big congratulations to Romford, who are going to Wembley. The Essex Senior League Club had the second leg of their FA Vars semi-final on Saturday. They had drawn 2-2 with Lincoln United the previous week at Rookery Hill, and they travelled up to Lincolnshire for the second leg on Saturday. It finished 0-0, and the match was decided on penalties and a quite epic shootout by the sound of things, which ended up being won 10-9 by the Borough. So a Wembley appearance awaits them on Saturday, May the 4th, at non-league finals day, and hoping to join them will be Great Wakering Rovers, who had their previously postponed first leg away to Worcester City on Saturday, and Wakering lost 1-0, but they still have a chance of going through, of course, because the second leg takes place at the Boroughs Park ground this Saturday, and it's a sellout. I believe their ground has 3,000 capacity, and there will be no spare spaces on the day. So the best of luck to Great Wakering Rovers. It could be an all Essex final. Turning our attention now to the National League, and on Saturday, Dagenham and Redbridge travelled to Woking for an away fixture, and following them down to Surrey was our reporter Andy Gardner. I could bring you a full-time report from him now.
Here, Woking 3, Dagenham Redbridge 2, a thrilling climax to this one after a disappointing second half, and a big boost to Woking's relegation battle. They started really well and went in front after just 6 minutes when Elliot Justin flapped a free kick and Jermaine Anderson did the business to finish. And Woking did threaten to blow Dagenham away in the first 10 minutes. Scott Cuthbert was denied by the legs of Justin. Ricky Corboa also bringing a save from Justin. But then out of the blue, Dagenham were gifted an equaliser when an Elliot Justin goal kick slipped under the foot of Scott Cuthbert. And the ball fell to Ryan Hill, who had a one-on-one with Jasper Linen. And he coolly slotted under Jasper Linen to make it 1-1. And Dagenham were in the ascendancy and the better team for large spells of the rest of the game. Effiong put a header over the top, and then Hill had a pile driver tipped over by Jasper Linen. Second half was a little bit disappointing. It was heading to a draw, which really wasn't going to suit Woking at all. But then the game exploded into life with three goals in the last 5 minutes. The first of those was another defensive slip-up. This time, Josh Hare of Dagenham just slipped over. Didn't seem to be any danger at that time. The ball came to a substitute, Kevin Burko, who ran on and coolly finished. And then we had an amazing goal after 93 minutes. Another substitute, Jaden Luca, picked up the ball from a fair distance. Lovely touch and a beautiful curling shot into the corner to finish the game. Keep a check for that one on the highlights in the week. Fantastic goal to settle this game. Dagenham were finished though. Pulled one back in 95 minutes. Another substitute on target, Connor Lawless this time, with a nice strike from outside the box. Home side held on for a vital 3 points in front of a crowd of 2,544. It has finished Woking 3, Dagenham and Redbridge 2.
So So the Daggers narrowly edged out down in Surrey on Saturday. Southend United weren't in action at the weekend, but they were on Tuesday night, and they travelled to Wealdstone, keeping up their very extremely slim hopes with only two games for them left to play of making the playoffs, as they came back from behind to beat their host Wealdstone by 2-1. Manny Duku had scored midway through the first half to give Wealdstone, the side struggling against relegation at the moment, the lead. But Nathan Ralph netted on the stroke of half time to level the scores, and Cav Miley won it with his goal after 61 minutes. So those 3 points took Southend up to ninth place. Dagenham and Redbridge, after that defeat at the weekend, they are currently in 14th. I'm John Sharp, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. Turning our attention to the National League South, and Chelmsford City went into their home match with Slough Town at Melbourne Park on Saturday in the knowledge that they will be definitely playing in the playoffs, having already secured a slot in those. They ended up being held to a 1-1 draw by the Berkshire side. Chelmsford took the lead through George Alexander on 54 minutes, but Slough scored a late equaliser in front of 1,064 spectators at Melbourne. But Chelmsford still in second spot. Braintree Town also booked a playoff spot after they travelled to Western Supermare and picked up a 1-0 win. Tom Blackmore, the scorer of the only goal of the match for the Iron with 20 minutes left. Averley could still be joining them. They were away at Truro City on Saturday. They picked up a 1-1 draw. Frankie Terry scoring Averley's goal after 11 minutes. On Tuesday night, Braintree were back in action as they faced Taunton Town at Cressing Road, but they were held to a 0-0 draw by a side currently struggling in the relegation zone. Incidentally, Yeovil Town league leaders could win the league tonight if they avoid defeat against Truro City. Chelmsford are the only, Maidstone, the only side who mathematically could still catch them. But Yeovil have two games in hand on the second and third side. So realistically, they are going to be champions. Braintree in fifth place, but as I say, assured of a playoff spot. In between them, Worthing in fourth, Bath in sixth, Hampton, Richmond are in seventh, Averley in eighth place. They've got two games left, and they're 2 points behind Hampton, Richmond on 67. So they could still make it. At the other end of the table, Dover already relegated. Havant and Waterlooville have now joined them, and they will also be playing a step three next season after they were beaten 2-1 by fellow strugglers Dartford in 21st place. Taunton Town at the other side in the drop zone in 22nd. So on to the Isthmian Premier League, and big congratulations to Hornchurch, who sealed the Isthmian Premier League title on Saturday by beating Chatham Town, the only side who could have beaten them until that point, by 2-1. And our guest this week, we're going to be hearing from him now, Bailey Howard, Hornchurch fan, and he is going to tell us now what a special occasion it was for the club on Saturday. So Bailey, congratulations to everybody involved at Hornchurch on securing the ESPN Premier League title. I know you're a keen fan of the club. It must have been a pretty emotional day on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, definitely. After 2 years of not securing a playoff final, it was heartbreak and everything to the club, I think, over us. And this year was a special year, of course, because of our century year. So I think everyone at the club put a big effort in. We got beyond the team. The owner, Alex Sharp, got new signings in. And I appreciate him for doing that because he's been the only one that we can appreciate, him and Colin McBride at the club. They've done good things. And bringing in Steve Morrison at the beginning of the season, he was a brilliant appointment for us. And he got us halfway through the season. And we were unbeaten until Christmas, which was something special to do. And they're a special team with character, and they always gave it with a fight. And there was only one thing that we all had to do, and it was to get the promotion. But no, Saturday was my birthday, of course.
Oh no, and it was a better
day to win it on Saturday with the team that was chasing us all season, Chatham. You know, we've done it all season, scoring 94th minute goals, and it was a thrill moment when that final whistle blew. It was emotional, really, to be honest. Everyone ran on the pitch, and it was brilliant. Best day of our lives, to be honest, since the FA Trophy win.
Yes, the FA Trophy win a few years ago. I remember that. Looking back to last summer, it did raise a few eyebrows when they managed to bring in Steve Morrison, because, you know, he already had experience as a manager, but at a much higher level. I mean, you know, his previous club was Cardiff City in the Championship. But after that fantastic start you made, he moved on a few months ago, having been offered the job at Sutton United. But Darren McMahon's come in, and he's kind of kept up the momentum, I suppose, hasn't he?
Oh, yes. Darren McMahon, a brilliant manager who's got the experience of the National League and, you know, the National League South. And I'm sure we're in good hands next season. But, yeah, when we got rid of Mark Stimpson, I give him full due for what he'd done for the club over the past seasons. You know, he won us the FA Trophy. We beat the likes of Notts County. And that, unfortunately, I wasn't able there to be throughout that season because of the COVID. But I was able to see us win at Wembley. I was able to be there with my family and that. And it was a brilliant day. But over the 2 years, we've had two brilliant seasons. But we've let down at the final hurdle, to be honest. And it was heartbreak, as what we all say. But when he left, it was a bit of, oh, he's gone, but we needed something to give us momentum to go again. And I think the club might have made the right decision to let him go. And when Steve come in, it was a big, oh, that's a big appointment. What we want to go up. And that's what it meant from when Steve got appointed. It meant, you know, we were going to go on to brighter things. And Steve, I give Steve Morrison a huge due of he come in and he's changed the club phenomenally with training, the signings who were coming in, like the likes of Jack Leahy, Lennon Pete, they were on Cardiff's books. Who else did he bring in? He brought in, I'm trying to think now who he brought in because it's been a long time. The likes of Ryan Scott, who got the winner against Averley, Nathan Green. I think they were done before Steve Morrison came in. I don't know for sure, but I think they were done before the appointment. But when he came in, we noticed there was a difference in change of where the momentum were going. And throughout the season, halfway through, Steve came in and done a fantastic job. Everything was spot on, and it was fantastic to see our club winning or drawing week in, week out. We didn't really see much of a loss throughout, and I thank Steve Morrison for doing that, of course. Yeah. But I think everyone knew that he was going to go at some stage, and unfortunately it happened halfway through the season, which was a shame because of it might have got him momentum to go somewhere bigger future on. But at the moment, I give him his due for leaving us and going to hopefully save Sutton United at the end of the season. But then we refurbished. We brought in Lewis Spence interim, and I give him my fabulous due for what he did with Colin McBride. 4 games and we were unbeaten. We could have lost 5 games there and it might have gone pear shape. Yeah. But Lewis Spence done really well there with Colin McBride, and we all got together. The fans got behind the team then, and we come out with Daryl McMahon. And since Daryl McMahon's been in, I give him my full due as well. He's done fantastic at the club. Everything has particularly stayed the same since Steve come in, but Daryl McMahon has come in and done a phenomenal job for the club. And to, you know, he got the group going again, to be honest. Because yeah. I think the group wanted. Because yeah. I think the group wanted. There was only one aim for us, and it was to go up this year, and it's been done. So now we can all enjoy the rest of the season. And our thanks to Dahl for doing that, of course.
Okay, so next season, of course, you're going to be, or the club's going to be in the National League South, which is going to be a whole new ball game. A lot of people say there's quite a golfing standard between Step 3 and Step 2. Of non-league. Do you feel that the basis of a team which can thrive in that league and the infrastructure at the club, knowing the club as you do, is going to be able to cope with that kind of step up in status?
Yeah, I can see, you know, we've deserved to go up over the past 2 years with the momentum we've had. And this year was definitely going up or you're not going up. And we've shown what we are by massively winning the league, obviously. But next year is going to be I'm going to particularly take it as a come and go. I'm going to enjoy it as whatever happens is going to happen. But I think we're going to have. There's things and changes for every club. When they go up, things are going to change, new signings, and people are going to leave us. But who knows? I think the group might re-stick and, you know, just go for it. But I think Alex Sharp, you know, the chairman, I think he'll back us. And, you know, next season, it'll be exciting to go to the likes of Truro, Torquay. Me saying them, they're a dream destination. But look, Averley, they beat us last year, of course, and they're fighting for the playoffs. So yes. Who knows? We could do the same as them and hopefully, you know, edge on the edge of another back-to-back promotion. But it will be a tough ask to do, but I think we'll go up and I think we could be in good hands. But it will be a tough ask, I think.
Sure. Okay, just want to ask you about yourself as well, Bailey, because I understand you're currently studying sports business and sports journalism. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so where about are you studying that?
So I study at UCFB at Wembley Stadium. So I go there 3 times a week. When I'm off, I do my work at home, or I travel up and I'll do my work there, sort of thing. So I study sports business and sports broadcasting there. I really enjoy it. It's my first year there out of 3 years. I've come out with a good first year, to be honest, and I'm really proud of what I've achieved there so far. I've met good people across my time there so far, and I can't wait for the next few years what it's going to bring me, of course. So But no, I'm hoping to get a role or whatever in the sports industry, as that's my passion. I love the sport. I love the stats. I love everything about football these days. The fans, it's brilliant to be a fan of non-league club. Us Hornchurch fans as well, we've been outstanding this year, home and away in our numbers. And we've been singing loud and proud all season, and I'm sure we're going to continue that on Saturday at Margate, I'm sure. But and bring it into the National League South, whoever's, you know, waiting for us, let them come, because we're going to bring the noise, I'm sure.
Okay, well, I just want to say congratulations again to Hornchurch. You really have had a terrific season, and we all wish you the very best in the National League South next season. And maybe on a personal note, all the best with your studies as well. Hopefully we'll talk again at some point soon.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks.
No. So that was Bailey Howard talking to me this afternoon. Thanks to Bailey for his time. So on to that match on Saturday, which was played in front of 1,318 spectators at Bridge Avenue. It finished Hornchurch 2, Chatham Town 1. Femi Akinwande put the Urchins ahead on 64 minutes. There was a late equaliser for Chatham. Former Billericay Town striker Rowan Lybird scored that equaliser 2 minutes from time, but in the fourth minute of injury time, Liam Nash, who has got so many goals for Hornchurch this season, scored the vital winner, and that resulted in joyous scenes down at Bridge Avenue as Hornchurch were confirmed as champions. Elsewhere in the Isthmian Premier League, there was one fixture on Friday night, and it was a win on the road for Hashtag United, who won 3-1 away at Cray Wanderers. The scorers for the Tags were Sakaria Hassan after 21 minutes, Luke Mopavit, who scored in the second minute of time added on at the end of the first half, and in the second minute of second half injury time, Pedro Carvalho made it 3-1 after Cray had levelled one back 15 minutes from the end. Getting back to Saturday, and Billericay Town, after a really dismal run of 8 games without a win, have got their season back on track, and they're still in with a chance of making the playoff spots. They travelled to Haringey Borough on Saturday, scoring 6 goals without reply. It included a hat-trick for Bradley Stevenson, first of those coming from the penalty spot. Moses Emmanuel got a couple, and 11 minutes from time, Ruben Soares made it 6-0, and Paul Haringey were relegated after that, as were Kingstonian, incidentally, who lost 3-1 at home to another struggling side, Margate, who, as Bailey mentioned, face Hornchurch on Saturday. Canvey Island, meanwhile, they were not in action on Saturday, but Conkle Rangers were. They lost 2-0 at home to Wingate and Finchley. Tuesday night saw Canvey lose 2-0 at home to Lewis. The goals currently in 17th place, although they are pretty much safe from the drop. But Concord, sadly for them, are relegated. The bottom club lost 4-0 away to Whitehawk. It's been a sad decline, really, because not so long ago, not that many years ago, Concord were finishing in the playoff spots in the National League South, and they won the 2020 FA Trophy as well. But those days seem a long time ago now. They have now suffered a second successive relegation, and they will be playing their football in the Isthmian North next season. Hornchurch had another win on Tuesday night. They beat Cray Wanderers by 2-0. Liam Nash was on target once again in the 19th minute, and 8 minutes from time, Thomas Avagustidis scored a second to ensure all 3 points for the Urchins, who, of course, are in first place, 16 points clear, currently of second-placed Chatham Town. Hornchurch have four games left. Enfield Town, week 8, and Finchley and Horsham are also in the playoff spots, but Billericay Town still with a chance of joining them. Hashtag ninth after their Friday night win. Canvey Island, 17th, and Concord, as I say, they are now bottom, and sadly, they are relegated.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
Sadly, there was no 98 Not Out tonight. Darren's not too well, unfortunately, so we wish him a speedy recovery. Continuing our roundup of the men's game, we turn our attention now to the ESPN North, and there was some Friday night football at the Brentwood Centre Arena, where Brentwood Town took on Grays Athletic, and it was a 3-1 victory for the home side. The Blues now were edging towards a playoff spot, and that's not done their chances any harm at all. So the scorers for Brentwood were in the first half were Romel Evans-Royal on 20 minutes. Warren Reid with a penalty in first half injury time. Matt Ascana pulled one back for Grays on 58. But 4 minutes later, Mekki McKenzie scored once again for Brentwood. Moving on to Saturday's games, and victory for another side in the top five, Bowes and Pitsy. They beat Enfield 1-0 at the Lensammon Stadium. TQ Addy scored the only goal of the game from the penalty spot 6 minutes into the second half. Maldon and Tiptree, who incidentally have now parted company with manager Liam Bailey, lost 1-0 at Bury Town on Saturday. Bailey has left the club to concentrate on his full-time job as the under 21 assistant coach at Colchester United. Jamie Hewitton, who was Bailey's assistant, he joined the club at the start of this season, and Hewitton has replaced him on an interim basis. Basildon United travelled up to Norfolk on Saturday to take on Goulston and had to settle for a point in the end. Finished a 3-3 draw. Ramiah Mills scored from the penalty spot after 7 minutes. They won another penalty on 25, but Samir Ali took that one and scored. And Ruben Bartlett-Antwi was their other scorer on 65 minutes. There was also a goalless draw between Heybridge Swifts and Redbridge. Brightling Sea Region had a thumb win. They won 7-0 at Ipswich Wanderers without reply. Teddy Collis helps himself to a hat-trick for Region. Kai Fletcher got a couple. He got a hat-trick as well. And Marley Andrews was the other scorer for Brightling Sea. Victory for Walthamstow, 3-0 at the way to the bottom club, Stone Market Town, who is deadly and now relegated. Michael Barrett, Jared Small and Kimondi Thomas all finding the net for Walthamstow in the second half of that game. Whittam Town lost 2-1 at home to the league leaders Lowestoft Town. Archie McFadden was the goal scorer for Whittam in that game. Tuesday night saw Brentwood Town at home to Bowers and Pitsy, and Bowers have scored, moved up to second place and sealed a playoff spot in the process. They led 2-0 at halftime thanks to goals from Bennis Favada and Matt Price. Jonathan Nzengo replied for Brentwood 10 minutes from time, but with just 2 minutes left, Ben Williamson made it 3-1 to Bowers. Redbridge won on Tuesday night. They beat Basildon United by a goal to nil at Oakside. Lewis Clark scoring the only goal of the match on 16 minutes. Maldon Tiptree sealed Stowmarket Town's fate. They travelled up to Suffolk to take them on and ended up winning by 5-2. Lewis Britton's got a hat-trick. Shane Temple and Harry Phillips were the other scorers for the Jabbers. And it was another victory for Walthamstow, who could still make the playoff spots. They beat Heybridge Swifts by 5-1. They were already 4-0 up at half-time. Kibani Thomas, Ali Njaya, Kevin Song Gallo and Brian Moses the scorers for them, and Kibani Thomas made it 5-0 4 minutes after the break. Rob Harvey pulled back one back for Swifts 9 minutes into the second half, but it finished Walthamstow 5-1. Tonight in Stanley Redbridge, back in action, they host Grays Athletic at Parkside. So Lowestoft Town are top of the table, 5 points clear of Bowers and Pitsy, who are now in second place. Bowers have played one less than Lowestoft. Phoenix and Walton now third, and Bury Town fourth. All of those sites incidentally assured of playoff spots at least. Brentwood need just another 3 points from their last four games to do the same. They remain in fifth place, and Walthamstow who mathematically could still join them, they are six. The other end of the table, Stowmarket Town, who sadly for them still without a win this season, they are relegated. Few more bits and pieces from the Isthmian North, and news from Brentwood Town, who for some time now have been looking to, they've had what's called Project 3G. They've been looking to install a 3G pitch at Brentwood Centre Arena, and it's now been confirmed. Club Chairman Jez Dickinson has announced that the installation of a 3G pitch at the ground will commence on Tuesday the 7th of May, as well as the pitch works improvements will also be made to the clubhouse. The works are expected to be completed by the end of July, so this should be in time for the start of the 2024-25 season. The club have announced, we're incredibly excited about what promises to be a new era for the football club. We would like to express our gratitude to everyone who has contributed to and supported Project 3G. So that's has got to be good news, not only for the club, but for the community as well. Just news of a couple of transfers in the Isthmian North as well. Well, a few actually, because there were a total of four new faces at Basildon United. Fullback David Angibang has come on loan from Leighton Orient. They've also signed midfielder Mackay Welch on loan from the OC. He's a second-year scholar at the Brisbane Road Club. And Ben Lane, a goalkeeper, has joined on dual registration from Buckhurst, who are the Essex Senior League, and Chane Lemba, who is a defender. He has joined from Isthmian Premier. Well, they're relegated now, but they've been in the Isthmian Premier this season, Haringey Borough. And also, as a new face at Walthamstow, Adeyinka Cole made his debut for them at Whittam on Saturday after he signed from Folkestone in Victor of the Isthmian Premier League. Much travelled player, and his previous clubs include spells in Essex, Billericay Town, Averley, Braintree Town, Grays Athletic, Maldon and Tiptree, and Heybridge Swifts. Staying at step four and moving on to the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey drew 0-0 away to Barton Rovers on Saturday, and they remain in fifth place. Meanwhile, in the Essex Senior League, Friday night game saw Ilford beat Athletic Newham by 2-1. Saturday's results were as follows. 0-0 draw between FC Clacton and Sporting Bengal United. Frentford beat Holbridge Sports by 2-0. And there was a 2-2 draw between Saffron Walden Town and Housted Town. Takeley drew 2-2 with Barking. Leaders Tilbury They were beaten 3-2 by fellow promotion hopefuls Woodford Sound. Cogshill Town are already relegated. They picked up a point in a 3-all draw at Cogshill Town. Tuesday night, meanwhile, saw Great Wakering Rovers beat Holby Sports 4-1, and Ilford picked up a 4-3 win away at Takeley. So Tilbury 10 points clear at the top of the table, and very close to the title. Woodford Town in second, 10 points behind them on 70. Romford, Barking and Sporting Bengal United make up the top five.
98 FM.
Moving swiftly on to Step 6, and the fellow non-Division 1 South saw Hutton in action at New Lodge last Friday night, where they took on Maitland Baker. Our reporter Andy Gardner was down there watching this one.
It's finished at New Lodge Friday evening. Hutton 3, Maitland Baker 0, and with two league games to spare, Hutton have made it through to the end of season playoffs in their first season at this level. It was a comfortable win in the end against Maitland Baker, a mid-table. They went in front after 4 minutes when Josh Boxall got down the left, put over a cross. Robinson's shot was saved by Riddle, but the rebound was swept in by Harry Rawlings. Jaden Robinson had a great first half. He's on a temporary deal from Billericay Town, and he worked some magic in the 14th minute, but his cross shot just missed the far post. The home side went down to 10 men briefly when Josh Seale picked up two offences in a couple of minutes. He had to go into the sin bin, but while they were down to 10, they actually increased their lead. And again, it was Harry Rawlings, his second goal of the half. Josh Boxall intercepted a poor defensive pass, set up Rawlings' first time shot into the corner. Great goal from a very impressive player to make it 2-0. That was the score at half-time. And it was more of the same in the second half. Hutton dominated proceedings. Jack Griggs had a very eventful minute on the hour when the defender ran almost the half the length of the pitch, got himself into a great position for a goal of the season contender, but his shot went wide. And just a minute later, back in his own penalty box, he was judged to have handled a shot and gave away a penalty. So an eventful minute for him. Luckily for him, the penalty by Anthony Connor was brilliantly saved by Jamie Grossart. So the home side's 2-0 lead remained, and they soon made it 3-0. And Josh Boxer, who'd just gone down for cramp, about a minute later picked himself up and hit a tremendous shot into the corner after 78 to make it 3-0, game over. And they could have had more as well. So a great night for Hutton in front of a crowd of just shy of 200. As I say, they've reached the playoffs. They will finish in fourth place. Effectively, it's third because Harlow Town...
Oh, sorry about that. We lost the end of Andy's report there, but you got the gist of it. Congratulations to Hutton, who have had a tremendous first season in senior football. Looking at Saturday's results, a 4-1 win for leaders Benfleet against Brimsdown. Bode Rabblers beat Basildon Town 3-2. Cannons Wood beat Southend Manor 4-1. It finished Clapton 1, Tower Hamlet 3. Dunmo Town 1-2-0 at Hoddesdon. Newbury Forest beaten 1-0 at home by North West London. And it finished Parkview 4, Wormley Rovers 3. Monday night saw a 1-0 draw between Barkingside and Tower Hamlets. Maitland Baker were in action on Tuesday night. They won 2-1 away to North West London. And last night there were 3 matches. Basildon Town beat UB Forest 3-0. Benfleet beat Parkview 3-0. And those two wins for Benfleet have edged them closer to the title. They are 9 points clear of second place Wormley Rovers. Harlow, who's Andy mentioned, are not going to be promoted. They're in third. Hutton are in fourth. Clapton Community, they are currently in fifth place. And we're just going to quickly look at the Essex sides in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North. Saturday saw a 4-2 win for Holland at home at Whittlesea Athletic. And with no town, beat Needham Market under 23s by 2-1. Wivenhoe were back in action on Tuesday night. They drew 1-1 all away to Witton United. And last night saw a victory for Harwich and Parkston, who won 3-1 at FC Parsonage Row. Framlingham Town still at the top of the table, 2 points clear of Great Yarmouth in second, Stonebrow Pegasus in third, Holland in fourth, and Coolnard United, they are currently in fifth place.
It's me, Michelle Ward. A prawn cocktail.
I love a prawn cocktail.
I'm always rambling. What is the mayor's chain called?
Chain.
Chain. In fact, I never stopped talking. And I rubbed, basically, all of the skin off the inside of my thigh. You can answer my question of the day.
Michelle.
I think men go through the menopause from about the ages of 18 to 65. And after that, they die. Fantastic guests and super music. What am I lacking in the diet? Humour, really?
Yes.
Weekdays 10 till 1.
So, only 14 minutes left before I make way for Gareth Williams and Bumper to Bumper, but still a lot to cram in. So, now it's on to our women's roundup as we focus on the local non-league. Women's sides from our local non-league clubs. And just want to mention that it's the Essex Women's Cup final tonight, and it's our two clubs from the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division. Billericay Town are playing Hashtag United Women at Dagenham and Redbridge's Chigwell Construction Stadium. Neither side were in league action last Sunday, but Hashtag have a league match this Sunday. They are away to Ipswich Town Women. Moving on to the Eastern Region Premier Division, Barking lost 3-2 to Wormley Rovers ladies in the League Plate semi-final on Sunday. This Sunday, Bowers and Pitsy ladies are in league action away to the league leaders at Rail Bedford ladies. And just looking at Division 1 South of that league, there was a couple of league matches last Sunday. Lawford ladies were beaten 1-0 at home by Watford ladies. And Southend United ladies had a 2-0 win at home to Stanway Pegasus ladies. There are two fixtures this Sunday. Billericay Town Women Development away to Watford Ladies Development, and Lawford Ladies, they are away to Wormley Rovers Ladies. London South East Regional League Division 1 North, Clapton Community beat Denham United 2-0 at home, and Hackney lost 3-1 at home to Brentford. And this Sunday, Brentford are the visitors at the old-spotted dog, where Clapton Community Women will be hosting them. Hackney, meanwhile, have a pretty tough away fixture against leaders Sport London East Benfica. And just a quick look at the results in the Essex County Women's League Premier Division. Sunday saw Bowers and Pitsy Reserves beat Frontiers Ladies 2-1. Finished Corinthians 0, Toby Ladies 4. Lee Ramblers Ladies 0, Romford Ladies 2. And Stanway Rovers scored 7 against Tigers Ladies without reply. This Sunday, there is cup action with the League Cup semi-final, Chelmsford City Women taking on Colchester United Women, and three league games as well. Bowers and Pitsy Reserves play Hutter Reserves, Frontiers take on Toby Ladies, and Romford Ladies take on Stanway Rovers Ladies. Quick musical break, and then we'll have a preview of the forthcoming week's men's fixtures. This is brand new from Paul Weller, and it's called Soul Wandering.
Wandering.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So on to the men's fixtures for this weekend in the National League. Southend United are away at AFC Fylde. Dagenham and Redbridge travel to Hartlepool. National League South, Yeovil Town could win the league on Saturday if they don't tonight. Away to Truro City. Chelmsford City in second face, Tunbridge Angels. Braintree Town are away to already relegated Haven, Waterlooville and Aveley travel to Western Supermare. It's been Premier League. Meanwhile, Billericay Town really in need of a win on Saturday as they host Cheshunt at New Lodge, and Margate host champions Hornchurch. Incidentally, should Cheshunt win Billericay and Margate lose to Hornchurch, Margate will be as good as relegated. Canvey Island have a home match against Dulwich Hamlet. Hashtag United host already relegated Concord Rangers. Meanwhile, at Lynn Salmon Stadium. Canvey Island play Hornchurch on Tuesday night. Concord travel to Folkestone in Victor. Meanwhile, in the National League South, I think I mentioned earlier, there's one game tonight. Redbridge nil, Grays Athletic nil. They kicked off not long ago. It's currently goalless at Oakside. Saturday sees a big local derby, El Basico, as it's known. Basildon United take on playoff bound Bowers and Pitsy. Brightley C region at the home to Heybridge Swifts. Wisham Town away to third place, Phoenix Stonewater United. Grays Athletic take on already relegated Stowmarket Town. Maldon Tiptree face New Salamis. Redbridge are at home to Goulston. Walthamstow are at home to Berrytown. Brentwood Town away to Wroxham, hoping to seal a playoff spot. And Basildon United face Brentwood on Tuesday night, whilst Redbridge host Ipswich Wanderers. In the Southern League Division 1 South, meanwhile, Waltham Abbey's penultimate game takes place on Saturday at Capuchin's at home to North Lee. Just quickly looking at the Isthmian League Premier Division, Romford, they're in action tonight against Stanway Rovers at Rookery Hill. Tomorrow night, Ilford take on Coggeshall, Wolford Town at home to Sporting Bengal United. And Saturday sees Athletic Newham take on White Ensign, Barkey versus West Essex, Frentford versus Saffron Walden Town, Housley Town versus Buckhurst Hill, Hubbury Sports take on Takeley, Little Oakley host Romford, and Tilbury, who could clinch the title on Saturday, their way at Stanway Rovers. Great Wakering Rovers host Ilford after their big FA Vars date against Worcester on Saturday. Best of luck once again to them. And there's games on Tuesday night. Saffron Walden against Tilbury, West Essex against Sporting Bengal, and Wednesday night it's Athletic Newham against Romford and Woodford Town versus Great Wakering Rovers. Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division Stansted at home to 5th place Leverstock Green on Saturday. And finally, a quick look at the Furlough Nun Division 1 South. Saturday sees Basildon Town take on Worthley Rovers. Benfleet very close to the title, they're away at Brimsdown. Birmingham Ramblers at home to Clapton Community. Clapton travel to Cannonswood. Dunmow Town host Tower Hamlets. Hackney Wick versus Enfield Borough. Harlow Town face Southend Manor. Newbury Forest at Hoddesdon Town. And Barkingside are at St Margaret'sbury. Monday night, Newbury Forest take on Dunmow Town. Barkingside are at Hoddesdon on Tuesday. May and Baker are away at Wormley. Wednesday says Caesar, Benfleet host Harlow Town, and Hutton are already confirmed in the playoffs. They're away at Brimsdown. Saturday in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, Stanway Pegasus away to second placed Great Yarmouth Town. Holland face Dist Town. Harwich and Parkston are at Whittlesea Athletic. And on Wednesday, Stanway Pegasus are at Haverhill and Wivenhoe are at Great Yarmouth. That is pretty much it. Gareth is on the way with Bumper to Bumper. I shall be back on Saturday afternoon on Phoenix FM with Phoenix Sport. I hope you can join me then. If not, I shall be back on Thursday night, all being well, with another edition of the Non-League Hour. Thank you for listening, and thanks for your company this evening. Thanks to Andy Gardner for the reports, and special thanks as well to our special guest, Bailey Howard. I am going to sign off now with an 80s classic from Swing Out Sister, Surrender. Bye for now.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.